Hello, hello. I am Crystal Craven, and I sing, I songwrite, I lead worship, and I am passionate about sharing what God inspires. And coming up right here is your weekly devotional. All right, well, following the Passover and Jesus now deciding to go pray is where we are picking up at this week. We are in Luke chapter 22, verses 39 through 46. So let's jump right in here and read. It says, "And he came out and went, as was his custom, to the Mount of Olives, and the disciples followed him. And when he came to the place, he said to them, 'Pray that you may not enter into temptation.' And he withdrew from them about a stone's throw and knelt down and prayed, saying, 'Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done.' And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat became like great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose from prayer, he came to the disciples and found them sleeping for sorrow. And he said to them, 'Why are you sleeping? Rise and pray that you may not enter into temptation.'" Now, this was the most agonizing moment of Jesus's life before the crucifixion started. Jesus didn't run from God. He ran to him. And as the weight of the cross was drawing nearer and nearer, Jesus went to the Mount of Olives to pray, as was his custom. So this wasn't new. Prayer was already a big part of Jesus's lifestyle. It was his safe place, his renewal of strength, his lifeline to the Father. And in this moment of overwhelming sorrow, he modeled what to do when temptation and suffering felt unbearable. Pray. Jesus had every reason to feel tempted, right? The cross was not only physical torture, it was to be separation, public humiliation, and the crushing weight of sin and God's wrath. Jesus knew what was coming, and he possibly could have even remembered Satan's offer in the wilderness, that earlier temptation before he started his ministry, where we read about in Matthew 4:9, it says, when Satan told him, "All these I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." That was an offer that was meant to tempt an avoidance of the cross. It was a temptation of an easier way, a way out. But instead of entering into that temptation, Jesus entered into prayer. And he cried out, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." This is the essence of prayer. Not to avoid all pain or to get what we want, but to bring every single fear, every weakness, and every desire to God. And then submit to his will in full trust and surrender. Jesus' instructions to his disciples are just as urgent for us. He said, "Pray that you may not enter into temptation." Remember, temptation is not sin, but without prayer, we are far more likely to fall into sin by that temptation. Now, whether it's the temptation to give up or lash out, run away, or maybe seek comfort outside of God's will, our greatest protection is not our willpower. It's our connection with the Father. Fervent and genuine prayer doesn't always change our circumstances, but it does change us. Prayer strengthens our resolve. It reminds us of truth. It recenters our perspective, and it fills us with grace to obey even when it's hard. So when you feel overwhelmed, pray. When you feel tempted, pray. When you don't know what to do, pray. Jesus showed us that this way, right? And that prayer is not a last resort. It's the path to victory. Our connection to the Father and strengthening our resolve to do His will is the pathway to victory over every single temptation. And may we always make prayer our first response, not just in moments of crisis either, but in every moment of life. Let us not enter into temptation, but be led deeper and deeper into communion with God through prayer and overcome just as Jesus did. Now, I'm going to close this week's devotional out with a song share. I do believe I have shared this before, but it is still a demo, but it is on prayer. And so in light of where God has us this week in our devotional through Luke, I thought it appropriate to share the song, Pray, Pray, Pray.
Pray through my day, day, day.
written devotionals, and more original songs like the one you just heard, visit crystalcravenmusic.com. And that is Crystal with a K and Craven with a C.